270 today.
Celebrating Christmas, it's just a mere couple of days away. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Are you braving the conditions at the malls and various shopping villages around this great nation to get those last-minute gifts? We are a nation of procrastinators. For all of you people who have waited till the last second, just let me tell you, they say the hot gifts are gone. Like, good luck trying to find one of those Wii systems. A lot of those have flown off the shelves. All right, we're going to talk about what 2009 was all about, some of the top stories of 2009. We talked a little bit about that in a previous story. When you put one year to bed and you move forward, besides predictions for the upcoming year, it's always fun to look back at what we talked a lot about. Part of that was healthcare, obviously, the economy, Michael Jackson, the strange deaths of several celebrities. I mean, there were a lot of twists and turns for 2009. For many, it felt like a very, very long year, didn't it? In the meantime, we have weather headed to the Midwest, saying lots of snow. The snow that they saw in the East Coast is now going to slam into many of those Midwestern states. Just how much is predicted to fall, and it could be a white Christmas for many. That part is very, very cool. I'd have to think some of the ski resorts, besides those in the East, now many of those in the Midwest, would be licking their chops over the thought of inches and inches of snow, because that can only help when you get some of that powdery stuff, certainly. Big announcements politically. Rudy Giuliani said a couple of days ago, made it official, he's not running for the New York Senate or for governor. Why would he? He is making buku bucks by doling out advice on security. And as tempting as it is to dip his toe back into politics, I think he thought the wiser of it, particularly when he sees, and he knows because he weathered a storm of an affair himself, but when he sees what's happening with politicians and how you have to let it all hang out, I don't think he was quite ready to go back in to the fire, if you will. In the meantime, lots of criticism over health care legislation and how we got to this position, who was cutting deals, and apparently everybody was cutting deals. I mean, just pick a state, any state, and guarantee you look behind what was suggested by some senator and what was thrown into the bill, and there is some sort of a deal that helps the people back home in some way, some favored project, you know, whatever it is. I guess we knew this happened. We know there's deals. We know those things happen. You know, you're trying to win favor, curry favor, get the votes, all that sort of stuff. But maybe you didn't really think to this level. You didn't really think that every single person on the floor had some deal working. I mean, I honestly can tell you, I didn't think that. Maybe that's being naive, but I knew there were lots of deals, but I didn't think that almost every single senator had a deal working. So a lot of them are getting defensive. We'll tell you who's being defensive. And again, some thoughts from some of the senators about the future of our health care system, including Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, who actually, as an independent, some of the things he said on one of the morning cable shows, I think, made a lot of sense, believe it or not. And how about this story from this man in New York who was desperately trying to get custody of his 9-year-old son? Finally, this may be the best story of the Christmas holiday season. Brazil's top judge ruled that a 9-year-old boy has to be returned to his father. And this has been a wild 5-year custody battle that has frayed many a nerve and many relations between the two countries. The ruling handed down by the Supreme Court Chief Justice Gilmer Mendez was a long, like I said, fought battle by this David Goldman. I saw him on the tube so many times. Just a guy from New Jersey whose wife left him. She remarried to somebody, was remarried to somebody in Brazil and then died eventually during childbirth. And then the son, his son, as he was still fighting for the custody, was ordered to stay in Brazil with the with that family. But ultimately, another twist in this case. And apparently, now lawyers are even still saying there was still a slight chance that the Brazilian family could appeal, and the and they might have had that little tiny chance of success, but it looks like Goldman is in the clear and he'll get his son Sean back. And can you imagine, first of all, the cost of this, the aggravation, the emotion of it? But from the male point of view, this is a huge win in the custody arena. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, too, as we peruse these waters here. Also, some of the other things that are making headlines, I think, that are intriguing. When we talk about weapons and who's selling weapons or where are the weapons going, this out of Brussels is scary stuff. The flight plan for a plane seized in Thailand, because there was a load of North Korean arms and ammunition, the flight plan showed that this plane was headed for Iran. And what happened is the flight got busted. They figured out, obviously, on a tip that this cargo plane was carrying these illegal weapons, right? And so they made a scheduled refueling stop in Bangkok. And when they did, they were able to nail them, and they uncovered 35 tons of weapons. You had explosives, rocket grenades, rocket-propelled grenades, components for surface-to-air missiles. You know how deadly they are. And the plane's papers, of course, describe the cargo, ready for this, as oil drilling machinery for delivery to Sri Lanka, which, of course, that's not where it was going. It was going to Iran, and it was loaded with the things that I just told you. Now, of course, the UN imposed sanctions back in June, banning North Korea from exporting any arms after they conducted a nuclear test, several, in fact, tested and fired missiles. And obviously they've ignored this. You know, when you look at North Korea and Iran, what do they have in common? They do whatever they damn well please. And on the world stage, while there is rhetoric out there and they're trying to do something to put a cap on nuclear development and things like the weapons they just busted here, in some cases, it's to no avail because there still are loopholes because people want to make money. So on the other side of that, somebody is always willing to, if they get paid the right amount of money, they're willing to take the risk. And that's exactly what happened with this plane. And the cargo obviously was not what it was listed, but it was a good bust. The tip was a good tip. And it's great that they were able certainly to nail this plane, to keep it on the ground, if you will. Hey, coming up, excited about our first guest here on America Tonight. Cal Beisner is going to join us. He was in Copenhagen for that global summit the entire time he was blogging. He's with the Cornwall Alliance, of course, and we can't wait to get his thoughts on what was happening there, the reaction to some of the, you know, there were protests in the streets and some of the crazy things that came out of Copenhagen, which I think didn't amount to a hill of beans. But will it eventually? Because there is, of course, the other side to the story. So stay with us here on America Tonight.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
No attorneys to plead my case. No orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I turn my lights down.
All right, we're back here, of course, the home base, America Tonight. Kay, hanging out with you, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Speaking of coast to coast and beyond, though, Cal Bisner just back from Copenhagen, of course, with the Cornwall Alliance. Just terrific stuff as he blogged the entire time. And you think, we talked about this, global warming, the myth, the reality, what's the real scoop, etc., and what's the reality to you and I, especially financially, which scares me to death as to what all of us could pay, or are we all going to be living in a tent eventually when it comes to energy prices. He is just a terrific, terrific guest, and we're always happy to usher Cal on to the show, and I hope a lot of you took advantage of many of the interesting blogs that he sent back while he was in Copenhagen. You must still be exhausted, Cal, are you?
Well, a little bit, Kate. Thanks very much for having me on. I've had a little time to recover a bit. I did have about a 73-hour period in the last part of it there, including coming back home, where I got about 5.5-6 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
But that was kind of what came with the duty.
No,
but it was
no
an interesting
kidding.
Time. Copenhagen was cold as all get out. The second night that I was there, I was over at the location of some demonstrations, and a Danish supermodel, all wrapped up, of course, who indicates the kind of intellect that was called on to make the case for global warming alarmism there. Danish supermodel told the crowds that, hey, Denmark hasn't had a white Christmas in about 10 years, which is proof of man-made dangerous global warming. And, of course, it then proceeded to snow through much of the next week and ended the week with a blizzard.
Yeah, no kidding. That was the craziest thing of all, I'm telling you. I have never laughed so hard. All right, so that's one impression. And I'm glad you shared that with us. But you land, you're there, you're talking to lots of different people. Of everything that you learned and that you take away from Copenhagen, what was the one nugget that you can share with us?
Well, I think probably the most stunning thing for me was the dominance of outright self-proclaimed communist and socialist groups in the demonstrations outside the conference center, as well as within the conference center. There were people, thousands of them, carrying red flags with the hammer and sickle, with the Communist Party logo and title on them. There were thousands of youth carrying the International Socialist Youth flags. The most common sign that I saw out there was change the system, not the climate. And what they meant by that was get rid of capitalism, usher in worldwide socialism.
Wow.
That was common outside. Inside, the greatest standing ovation given to any speaker was to Venezuelan, I guess we call him president, but he's really dictator, of course. Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez, when he condemned capitalism, condemned the United States, and cussed out the United States, and said that we needed to replace capitalism with socialism. That brought a standing ovation inside the conference. So what clearly was going on here was it had nothing to do with global average temperatures. It didn't have anything to do with science. It had everything to do with economics and with politics. And by the way, your listeners can still read those blogs. We've got them up at cornwallalliance.org. People can just click the, go there and click on blog, and they'll see all those blogs that I sent along.
What was the reaction when President Obama arrived and the rest of the gang on that very last day?
Well, by that time, the conference was already in enormous disarray. The UN leadership had treated the NGO, the non-governmental organization representatives, quite shabbily. There was anger between the NGO reps and the UN leadership, who had kept thousands and thousands of them from getting into the conference, even though they had properly certified and registered over 30,000 of them. The different nations, the national leaders, were hostile to each other. The Africans had walked out for a time. China and India had walked out for a time. China, India, and the United States were at odds. Essentially, there wasn't a very warm greeting for Obama, and indeed, Hugo Chavez, true to form, insulted Obama on the floor of the conference and got another ovation when he did it. What finally came out of the conference was a few pages of pretty poor face-saving language that essentially was hammered together by the U.S., China, India, Brazil, and South Africa. But it doesn't include clear quantifications. It doesn't have any kind of enforcement mechanisms. It is essentially dead on arrival.
Why should it? I think it's great, too. Kudos to you for being over there, Cal. And again, this is what you do, but posting it up the way you did. And it was just an interesting read all the way through. Every single day I got the newsletters and was fascinated by some of the stuff that you wrote and the observations and whatnot. Why should people care about the whole global warming movement? Because I'll have people that will call the show and say, hey, you know what, I think it's just another way to make money, and then they're propagating all this nonsense that doesn't make any sense because scientifically a lot of the numbers are don't add up and they're not right. So who cares? I mean, let's just blow this off. But you can't blow it off, right?
No, you really can't blow it off. Although at this point they are now farther from an international treaty than they were even 4 or 5 years ago because of all the animosities generated within the leadership of the whole movement. Nonetheless, they're not going to give up. They're going to try to bring it back in Mexico City in 2010. And the reason people should care? Well, multiple reasons. One of them is what it would do to economies all around the world. Now, it would hurt our economy. It would hurt all economies. But we Americans were pretty rich. We could survive a doubling of energy costs, and yeah, it'd hurt, but it wouldn't kill us. But in third world countries, in sub-Saharan Africa, what we're talking about is a treaty whose provisions would delay for generations the time when poor people could, for the first time, have electricity to their homes so they could stop burning wood and dried dung to cook their food and heat their huts. That kills 2 to 4 million of them every year, and it makes hundreds of millions of more sick with upper respiratory diseases that keep them off the job, which in turn keeps them poor, keeps them dying faster. Bjorn Lomborg, the Danish economist and statistician, has estimated that if we were to adopt some sort of a global cap-and-trade system to limit CO2 emissions, it would cause an added 200 million premature deaths in the remainder of this century. So it's a life-and-death issue, literally, and that's why we can't ignore it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. So where do you go from here? I mean, obviously, we know the work that you do if people go to CornwallAlliance.org. But after going to all the hype that was, which is Copenhagen, yeah, where do you go next, Cal?
Well, you go back to the American Congress. You go particularly to the Senate, which is still considering cap-and-trade legislation. I would particularly invite your listeners to go again to CornwallAlliance.org and click on two new documents that we have there. One is called an Evangelical Declaration on Global Warming. It's a simple two-page document that states the basic conclusions of a much larger document, a 76-page scholarly document called A Renewed Call to Truth, Prudence, and Protection of the Poor, an Evangelical Examination of the Theology, Science, and Economics of Global Warming. They can read those if they agree with the declaration. Wonderful. You know, they're welcome to sign it right there online, add their own endorsements to it. But particularly after they've learned about this, they need to communicate to their own senators and eventually again to their representatives, because whatever comes out is going to have to go back to conference between the two houses of Congress. They need to communicate what it is they want.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I say that all the time. You have to get involved. If we just get involved a little bit and more people did that, it would make an incredible difference. Well, I think you're making an incredible difference. And Cal, as I said, I know you're still road weary, so we appreciate you coming on America tonight, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Well, you're welcome, Kate. I've always enjoyed being on your program, and I pray the Lord's blessings on you.
Absolutely. Back at you, too, and certainly the best for the holidays. Thanks, Cal.
Take care.
You too. Cornwall Alliance, too, by the way, if you go to cornwallalliance.org and you check it out, they talk about what would happen with some of these things if the global warming, some of these treaties were really actually heaped on us or cap and trade through the Senate. You talk about millions of jobs, trillions of dollars in lost economic production. You talk about the slow or reverse economic growth in this country and elsewhere. There's a slew of things that would happen. Stay with us. Odds and Ends, Round the Bend.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight.
Everybody would like to see that blanket of snow on Christmas and Christmas Eve, you know, just right before that. But when you have to dig out of it, or you're en route to somewhere and the flights are getting canceled, then it's a whole different perspective. If you're already where you're supposed to be and it comes down, it's great. Not to complain, but if you're en route somewhere, it could be disastrous. I know from my own family, my mother trying to get to Dallas, she was lucky to get out on Monday. Luckily, she wasn't flying out over the weekend, because Saturday and really Sunday on the East Coast were a complete mess, and flights had to be re-racked, and people had to crash overnight in certain cases at different places and then try to make their way again, and maybe they lost a day or two of a holiday break or going to see someone. So that's a real bummer when that happens. Now, the Midwest, because we feel, you know, weather's important, obviously, especially in the holidays when you're traveling. So we thought we'd give you the update here. I mentioned it a tad in the beginning, but important to really, I think, hit the weather for all of you travelers listening to us across the nation. Well, in the Midwest, it's your turn once again. In fact, Matt Johnson, our Cracker Jack technical maestro here on the show, sent me an article that was in the local newspaper for Minnesota. It's the Minneapolis, actually it's the Star Tribune in Minneapolis, St. Paul area in Minnesota. And I love the headline, 2 feet for Christmas? And, you know, the big question mark, and it says, you better watch out. And they're talking about it being the snowiest Christmas in 30 years. So, like I said, a large winter storm with that huge potential to really just smash you with a foot of snow or so is awesome when you're on the ground, you're where you're supposed to be. But if you were driving to get home for Christmas to Minnesota or flying, then it's a whole different ball of wax because you're you're freaked that you're not going to be able to make your destination, especially when you're talking about Christmas Eve or even the day before it. And perhaps Iowa, South Dakota, they may be saying the same thing there, too. I know we have a lot of listeners in Iowa, and there's people listening to us in South Dakota, and you could get clipped with lots of snow as well, just like the folks in Minnesota. So people who are flying through, like, let's say, O'Hare, that's one of those places that you would go through. Could be incredibly nasty there. So I would suggest this. If you are flying somewhere that connects into some of the places I just mentioned, bring the biggest book you could possibly carry, and hopefully you don't have a whole bunch of tchotchkes with you that you have to cart around, because you're going to be carting them around all over the place trying to get some food while you're waiting for a couple of hours in the terminal, and then there's a delay. Oh, it's a mess. It's a nightmare when you travel that way. Matt, I know that people certainly at the mothership are buzzing about this. Obviously some people are traveling to get back home. You have some friends who are traveling, and have you heard from any of them about where they're coming from and what they're doing and how concerned they are?
Yeah, I have several friends coming from out of town, and one of them is coming from as far away as Hawaii. Mm. And he had to change his flight. They offered a free flight change because they weren't expecting to be able to land any planes in Minneapolis on Christmas Eve. So he's going to be arriving tomorrow now instead of on Christmas Eve, because they're advising pretty much no travel on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine you got stuck? And, I've traveled in the morning on Christmas Eve, so that would be just brutal to not be able to get back home and be somewhere stuck because you couldn't get on that plane. And they're saying, as I just mentioned, Iowa, same thing, South Dakota, and there are some other places too that could find themselves at least getting a dusting. I mean, millions really literally could have a white Christmas, because the front is still continuing to move east too, so there may be a little bit of a dusting there. Certainly the people in the West, Denver, etc., and the Midwest are definitely going to get snow if you look at the satellite maps.
Yeah, and on Christmas, I remember being a little kid when we did have the white Christmas. You go out there, have a little snowball fight with your family, go sledding. It can be fun, as long as you don't have to drive through it or be the one responsible for removing all the snow from the driveway.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, it's great if you do it for a living. If that's what you do, you plow. Or people that are out of work and they're looking for odd jobs, it's perfect if you have to do that. But otherwise, you're right. If you're the person who has to shovel, it's not great. Now, you had to a couple of weeks ago, or you didn't have to, but you always do that for your pop. You go over for your dad and you shovel. You're going to be shoveling again, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, but I'll be using the snowblower.
Oh, that's different.
I'm lazy like that. I can shovel when it's a couple inches, but if we're getting as much snow as they're talking about, I'm going to be using the snowblower for sure.
Yeah, good for you. Thumbs up. There's no way. You cannot live in these areas that I just mentioned and not have a snowblower. If you don't, go and buy yourself a Christmas present and make it a snowblower, because I can't imagine dealing with that kind of snow year in and year out and doing it the old-fashioned way.
Either that or go petition the neighbor kids to come over to your place for some Christmas time shoveling and throw them $10, $20.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. But it's hard to get kids to do that now.
Oh, it should be that hard.
Oh, I've heard from people knowing lawns where it would be a layup. I probably would have done it. But now a lot of kids don't want to do that.
I did that all the time when I was a kid. I mowed like three of my neighbor's yards, and I took care of the driveways, too.
Right, that's you. But you were at the cusp of being, you were at the cusp of the generation who did that. Now it's even tougher to find that. Find a 13-year-old kid 12-year-old kid, whatever, that wants to do that. It's tougher in these neighborhoods. I guarantee people listening to me know what I'm talking about. You can't find them to mow the lawns.
Well, I got the solution to that problem. Make a video game called, like, Landscape World, where all they go along and they have to mow the lawn and shovel the snow. So they do it on the video game, so then when it comes to real life, they're all excited about it.
Yeah, no kidding. Or teach them the price of, you know, teach them what a dollar, well, I guess a dollar isn't worth as much as it used to be, but, you know, at least tell them they might want to have a few bucks to get a video game in their pocket. I don't know. Here's the good news for Matt's friends and for other people who might get stuck in this scenario that we've thrown out to you, because what's happening in the Midwest, rather in the West, a lot of the airlines are offering travelers heading to or from the parts of the country affected by the winter storms the chance to change their flight plans without being charged for a fee. Because usually, you know, you get slammed with the fee change. United Airlines, it's smarter than to do that, I mean, really. United Airlines is doing that with the snow and ice that's expected. So they're actually encouraging people ticketed for the travel to or from that area to rebook and consider going traveling earlier or doing something different. You know, because really you're going to have delays and cancellations. It's looking like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which is Christmas. So you got Delta saying customers booked on flights that are operated by Delta or even Northwest or the smaller carriers, the Delta connections. That same thing, you can change your tickets, no fee will be charged there. So that's the good news. Notice some of the other airlines haven't said that at this point. No, forget it. Bah humbug. We want every cent we can get out of you, especially after we've got this three-hour limit that's been thrown on us on the tarmac strandings. And did you hear this story? So after everything that happened to so many people where they had nightmares overnight even at one point, or they were stranded for 8 hours on a tarmac. So now there's this three-hour limit, and if the airlines don't comply with it, and if they've got somebody out there on the tarmac longer than that, they get fined $27,000 and change, for each passenger on the flight. Wow. I mean, that's honestly, that's incredible. And this, I got to throw this in since we're talking about travel and weather because it's that time of year. This happened out of New York. The cops were called in to help with an unruly crowd for about an hour at the Delta terminal at the JFK airport. And what they said was, what happened, I guess, is people, the flights were canceled and the storm and whatever, and there was people standing by and waiting for a flight, and fights broke out and tempers flared, and they couldn't control the crowd. I mean, they couldn't control the situation, so they had to do something about it. And particularly, I guess there were people that were waiting that were traveling back to Haiti, and then there was this huge arguments about trying to get a flight, and the crowd control was just too much to handle. And this is some breaking news, too. Speaking of traveling and flying, American Airlines, a flight from Miami to Kingston, Jamaica, actually overshot the runway. Just a few details on this one. What happened was there was no report so far anyway of injuries or fatalities. All the passengers now are off the flight. It took off from Miami, and it was scheduled to arrive in Kingston at 10:27 p.m., and it was a full flight. They carry about 140 passengers normally on that route, plus the crew. They don't have any details as to what happened as far as the runway, other than to say that it did come eventually to a safe stop, but that nobody was injured. Thank goodness. Can you imagine that? Being there on the plane and watching as you bounce along, and then especially you're there and you bounce off the end of the runway. Often, as we know, it's happened in this country a couple of times. People have been killed because of missing runways or crashing into something at the tail end of a runway. All right, coming up on the flip side, more hot air coming out of D.C. on health care reform. Remember, the next vote is scheduled for Christmas Eve. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
If you're traveling out there on the highways, the byways, and, of course, in those aeroplanes, I just told you what happened with that flight from Miami to Kingston, Jamaica. But again, let me emphasize, everyone's okay. How they overshot the runway, what happened, we don't know any of those details yet. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here's a good question. Talking about all this snow that was just dumped on the East Coast and all the snow that was dumped is going to be dumped, it looks like, in the Midwest, certainly in the West. What do you do? You know, when people say, well, you get better get prepared. Better batten the hatches. How do you batten the hatches? What do you do in this case? I mean, there's the obvious things of having food stocked, especially Christmas time. You'd have to have the turkey and all the things you need because you're not going to, what are you going to do? Go skiing to go to the store. It would be a nightmarish and that's unnecessary. So you could stock up there, I guess, to make sure you have a snow blower, like Matt said, or someone to clear the snow or a shovel or whatever. But what else can you do? I'm wondering how people prepare for that. As I grew up in an area where you got snow, but it wasn't a tradition to get huge blizzards like they've been having. So you may have some suggestions that you could throw out to some people as to what they could do to make it a little bit easier. If you do, gosh, share them with us. 800-259-5791. Let's go across the border. I bet you this man knows how to deal with it. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you gorgeous person. First of all, I got to tell you a story, and then I'll get to big snowstorms. I just got off the phone with Julie this afternoon. She says, "Buongiorno."
Buongiorno.
Yeah, her and her daughters were, you know, at a cafe having, a nice cappuccino, and a couple of Italian guys tried to hit on her. And the Italian guys were speaking Italian. Little did they know that the daughter living there speaks fluent Italian. And she leans over to Julie and says, "One of them's making a bet that he can go to bed with you."
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. So you know what Julie said? "Excuse me, guys. My daughter speaks fluent Italian. I'm a lesbian, so."
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So then one of them said, "Yeah, but maybe you haven't been to bed with the real men. Don't forget, real men are Italian."
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
and that's, you know what, I totally can see that happening because, the men there are extremely aggressive.
Yeah, so then Julie went, "Excuse me, my girlfriend, A, is a cop, and B, is a second degree of black belt in karate," which is, you know, of course. And then they eventually said, you're probably, one of them, with all the respect, both said, "Oh, you're probably a lousy bed anyway." So her comeback was, "You wouldn't know what to do with me in bed if you had an instructional DVD to go with it."
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, just for that, when she comes home, she's going to get such a dinner. Okay. Now, you were talking about snowstorms here. I don't know if you remember, but about a dozen or so years ago, we had something here called, it was a major ice storm.
Yes.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, you know, the government was ill-prepared. For me, what I usually do is I usually have, like packages of soup, you know, stuff that can, you know, be instant.
That's good.
Yeah, the usual stuff, flashlights, batteries. My landlord has a generator, so you know, that does help. And but the drawback is that he switched to electric heating. So if the power's out, even for I don't know how many hours, then we're in slight trouble, if you know what I'm trying to say. But most of my friends usually have, like, extra blankets, extra pillows, batteries, flashlights, extra...
The pillows is a good idea.
Yeah, extra food stuff. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Extra food stuffs, foods that can keep, you know, canned foods and stuff like that. So, you know, and extra shovels and we go around knocking on doors of older people. "Hey, you okay? Anything we can try and get you?" You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So, at least here in this part of the world, by the way, we're expecting a snowstorm the day after Christmas, about 7 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. So aren't you glad? A lot of people are saying they're glad it's happening after Christmas, but a lot of stores are saying Boxing Day, that's, in some cases, one of their busiest days of the year.
Right, so they don't like that.
Right. I mean, but I'm waiting for the... I usually go, Boxing Day... I know you call it something else in the States, but here, you know, it's a British thing called Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. So
sure.
I wait till the day after Boxing Day, because a couple of times I made the mistakes of going to department stores on Boxing Day. I should have called the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line to block. Not if I didn't say the Giants.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right,
but, boy, I understand what you're saying there. That's not lost on me because the crowds are so thick.
Right. You don't get that much snow in Dallas, do you?
No, hardly ever. And if you do, you would think that it was a miracle. Everybody's in the streets. They're taking pictures and video. It's crazy, yeah.
And then they call it the National Guard, too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so,
oh, we can't get out. What do we do?
Yeah. Okay, well, let me... Okay, I'm going to be very blunt and straightforward. Do you miss the snow? Do you miss a quote-unquote white Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I miss... You know what I miss is the seasons. I miss the seasons. I grew up with the seasons, so I miss the fact that I don't have seasons to deal with.
Right.
True seasons where you have the fall, you have the spring. Right. I mean, you do have them somewhat, but not like the kind that I'm used to. And yes, I do. I like the cold. I like the brisk weather.
Okay. The show's on tomorrow night, and then it's off till Sunday?
Uh-huh, and then I'm back on Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, well, I want to throw this out. Thanks for the, and it was so unnecessary, but so welcome. It was great that you did that. I got your, and can we have some applause for Slammin' Sammy? You got me the Alouettes Championship T-shirt, baby. That, it rocks.
But I still owe you something from last year.
Oh, you know what? We are covered. You save your money. You spend it on yourself. But that T-shirt was great.
But a bet's a bet. I still owe you 2 pounds of smoked meat.
All right. Well, you hang on to it for a while.
Kate, it's only because you're such a nice person. And it's only okay. Now, one other sports thing, and then I'll let you go. Okay, the Canadians are shopping around the backup goalie, Halak, and Philadelphia was interested at one point. The Canadians were interested in this guy, James Van Riemsdyk, and I'm hearing he's supposed to be like this next superstar hockey player. Is that true, or is the Flyers just blowing smoke?
That's a good question. He's young, and there's been a lot of hype, but I don't, you know, how much stock do you put in that? I would put that hype out there, too, if I wanted to make that trade.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what the Canadians want, but I don't think Bobby Clark is going to let
him. No, I don't think so either. And that's what they're, the Philadelphia papers are poo-pooing that because of that. So we'll see if it happens. Hey, you take care, Slammin' Sammy.
Okay, take care, Richard.
All right, you too. All right, we were talking about healthcare so much, and certainly in the upcoming hour of America Tonight, I'm sure many hours we'll be addressing that. Do remember this, it doesn't kick in till 2014, which is interesting, and then it's kind of like the pain is delayed. Because you just got to think of, as I said, it's the monetary side of it. How is it going to work? How are you ever going to make this happen where your true costs are the hospitalization ridiculous and the medications? And nothing is different with the medications or the hospitals. And that's the thing. So the bill, to me, if it passes, if they have this vote on Christmas Eve, which I think they will, and I think it will, that's the main takeaway is the two of the true things I think that needed to be addressed were not addressed in this, as I've gotten an avalanche of emails on this. A reminder here, coming up in 2 hours, or actually coming up in our third hour, I guess the better way to put it, we're going to have another version of Nail the Score. So if you are listening, you're still working until those last couple of days, before you take off for the holidays, you want to make sure that you check in with us and participate and Nail the Score. Because remember, next week, we will have a drawing for somebody to win that Dave Pell's Golf School, which is incredible. If you don't golf, who cares? Pass it along to somebody else. It's like a $600 value, and that's just for playing. If you do Nail the Score, you win all those awesome prizes that I've been talking about for the past how many weeks? Because I was talking about before we even jumped into it, probably 16 or 17. Man, crazy how time flies, isn't it? Just remember, you can always send me an email, snail mail, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?